Hello, hello, it's your girl Yanni T. I know it's been a while since I've been on Black Trans and Beautiful, but here I am live and in the flush, as the old folks would say. Right now, I am no longer doing the reviews of Greenleaf because there's been a lot going on. Here's a little bit of what's been going on in life in this little quick follow-up and some updates, and I have some things to share with you since I moved to the DMV. Y'all ready? Let's start the show, girl.
Black, Trans, and Beautiful. Here we go.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I just want to let everyone know that I'm still here. And y'all, before we get started in today's topics, y'all check out Forever LAS. Y'all, get you some good fragrance, body and burn oils, some scented shea butter, embalms, electric burners, and wax tarts. Y'all, email the owner, Miss Scott, at SC as in cat, scott02@gmail.com to put in your order. That's scscott02@gmail.com. Oh my gosh, I got a fragrance from her called Pink Print, and it is just to live for. So, going into my topics for today, I've been very busy exploring and venturing out. It's been a little over a month since I moved into the DMV, and I've been mostly working. And I have not really been doing a whole lot. I've went out on a couple of dates. I have yet to see the new Halloween movie, but I'm going to go see that. And things are coming along nicely. I have been keeping up and watching Greenleaf, but I haven't had the energy to really sit and do the reviews as I promised you all. And I do feel so bad about it, but then at the same token, I don't. This is my podcast and I do whatever I want. But really just timing right now is not where I want it to be to really dedicate to doing a podcast like that. So, but here you all have me. Now, on one of the many dates that I went on, a date with a young person, and the date went really well, surprisingly, and I thought we had a connection. We had made plans for a second date. However, I got ghosted. Didn't hear from this person in almost 2 weeks, and I figured that because they were working two jobs, you know, that they were extra busy. They didn't really have time to text or talk, but I would see them online and stuff. And when I hit them up a couple of nights ago, they responded, and it bruised my ego a little bit, you know. It's all copacetic. They was like, well, I'm sorry for ghosting you, but you know, if you hadn't heard from someone in a week or two, that should be a cue that it's not going to work out. Okay, cool. But the next few lines was like, you carry yourself as a woman, then act like a woman, don't get so attached, and all this other crap. And it's not that I was attached. I was making sure that you were all right because I didn't know if your phone was off. I didn't know if you may have been hurt or arrested. So excuse me, but despite that, if you are dating someone and you feel that it's not going to work out, don't ghost them. Don't ghost people. Like, that's rude. Just tell them you enjoyed it. And don't make plans for a second date if you planning on ghosting them. This is the stuff I hate. We made plans for a second date and this person ghosted. Don't ghost a person, especially after you've made plans for a second date, because that's just rude and disrespectful, and that's going to make that person feel inadequate. And if you are the one to ghost, here you go. And if you've been ghosted, just remember that it is not a reflection on you. It's a reflection on the other person that ghosted you. You are a precious gem. You are worth it. Don't let that make you feel worthless. That person wasn't right for you. They're not on the same wavelength as you. And just continue to live your best life and let this be a learning lesson. And for those of us that are hopeless romantics, things do happen. So, and I haven't really been on a good date in over 2 years, so it is what it is. You get what I'm saying? So, such is life. I'm not butthurt about it, but I see that what I'm looking for in a mate, that person couldn't really give it to me. And I was willing to give this person a chance regardless, but even in our interaction, how standoffish they were, I want somebody that can engage me in the conversation. So, nevertheless, in other news, of course, Donald Trump is at his shenanigans again. He's at it with assaulting transgender rights. He's trying to roll back Obama-era protections against trans people in a motion that developed over the weekend. And there has been several protests that did take place. Y'all, let's fight the powers that be. Get your tail out and vote. If you are not registered to vote, go ahead and register to vote if you still have time, while you still have time. Get your tail out and vote. Let's let these people know we're not taking this lying down, okay? This is why I created this podcast. You know, we've got to let these people know that we're not up for them rescinding our rights and things like that. Just plain and simple. In other news, I'm not sure if many of you all remember this particular guy. His name is Ray Caruth. He was a former Carolina Panthers ball player back in the mid to late 90s. Very exceptional ball player. However, Ray Caruth, because he did not want the responsibility of fatherhood, he liked the joy of knocking this woman named Sharika Adams up. He ended up killing the mother of his child, who his child is named Chancellor Lee Adams. He's now 18 years old. And on yesterday, October 22nd, he was released from prison after serving nearly 20 years for killing Sharika Adams, which is the father of his child, Chancellor Lee Adams. And Chancellor Lee Adams, of course, had to be delivered by emergency means, and he he's differently abled. He's dealing with cerebral palsy and different things like that. And he did apologize for the death of his then pregnant girlfriend. And there were several letters. He attempted at one point to seek custody of his child, but then rescinded it. He also spoke at length by phone with various stations about accepting responsibility for the 1999 murder. And he apologized for the impairment of his son. He was released. Thank God he was released. I remember when this happened. And the young child's grandmother, Sandra Adams, has raised Chancellor, who is now 18. And in past interviews, she has expressed that she would like to be present the day that Ray Caruth is released. Ray Caruth did not testify in his trial. However, he did state that he wanted custody of his son, which I feel that he does not deserve. If you didn't want the child to begin with, then you should not have any rights or claims to his child. Of course, he later wrote another letter changing his mind. And I love the fact that his grandmother stated that Chancellor will be raised either by me or after I'm gone by someone else who loves him and who knows him. He will never be raised by a stranger, someone who doesn't know, and who tried to kill him. And I find that very courageous of her. And basically, Ray Caruth basically killed Sharika Adams to avoid having to pay child support, noting child support was never mentioned as a motive. Basically, he didn't want the responsibility of fatherhood, making stupid decisions. My thing is, why didn't you just say that you didn't want to be bothered with a child and left this girl alone? Like, for real. Typical men behavior. But anyway, he has been released from prison, and people have actually tried to buy his jerseys like idiots. Why would you support a killer, a womanizer, attempted murder of a child, a deadbeat dad, in and of himself, like, he has nothing going for himself. Why would you want to support that? Like, for real, like, get it together, people. Like, sit down and shut up. So, however, the NFL has banned the sales of those jerseys. So, but again, right now, your girl is navigating the dating scene a little bit, venturing out. I'm learning that I have kept myself in a shell, mainly due to my Southern upbringing a little bit. Also, listening to other people, but I'm learning there's nothing wrong with venturing out. And as I'm going through this transition, I had to put myself into a place of not rushing because I'm 32 to find a mate. Oh gosh, that's another topic for another day. And just really enjoying myself and getting some things together for me. Again, thank you all for your love and support. Don't forget to support my Patreon page. I'm going to be adding some new material in coming days, in coming weeks, actually, that you all can enjoy. Mystic June Chapter 9 is available at patreon.com/btbpodcast, as well as patron.podbean.com/btb. You can support us by either one of those. I will be adding some videos up to Patreon very soon. I'm going to start back doing videos, but not on YouTube. They are going to strictly be on Patreon. I'm finding myself having to expand my brand away from YouTube. And big shout out to everyone that has left comments and left reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, different things like that. Y'all, please be sure to listen to us on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Anchor. Right now, Google Play, Google Podcast is having some issues going on. But if you go to anchor.fm/black-trans-beautiful, you will be able to find every which way that you can listen to this podcast. And just do a Bing search for us. Thank you all again for your love and support. I'm going to be back with some other topics. I'm working on some great interviews, just getting timing and stuff together because life is busy. So, y'all, love, and be free from the priestess. Smooches to you. You can follow Black Trans and Beautiful on Twitter at BTransBPodcast. You can also hit up our letter bag at BTransBPodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to share. If you see it, sharing. Show us some love to our Patreon at patreon.com/BTBPodcast. Live, love, and be free. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/BlackTransBeautiful. We out, smooches. Exactly.